Q94 is your mountain of rock and your home for the Missouri Tigers. As promised, Brad Trinago is going to join us. Hey, Brad, how we doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, it is a great time of year to be a Missouri Tiger fan. I mean, the men are playing great, but the Lady Tigers, kind of our focus during this little chat. Now, they're rolling. I mean, they got a great record, coming off a huge win, and you get to follow them each and every game. What are your eyes seeing that you can share with our listeners?
Well, I'm seeing a team that has really come together quickly, and it's been really encouraging to see. Obviously, you mentioned the record; they're 13-2 overall, with the two losses coming against teams that are either in the top 25 or are just on the outside in Virginia Tech and Illinois. 2-0 in the SEC. You mentioned the big win; they've had a couple of them to start conference play. Beat Kentucky by 3 at home when their starting point guard, Mama Dembele, was actually stuck in Spain. You know, all those travel issues over the holidays. And I think she kind of got caught up in that, and she was barely able to join the team before the next game on New Year's Day at Auburn. And both of those single-digit wins and able to find a way to come together, pull those games out. And I'll tell you, the West Plains kid, Ashton Judd, has been a big reason because of that.
Well, yeah, man, 9 points that last game, but, you sent me a clip, and actually I've been running that here on Q94, where, she took the ball, and we, of course, here that have followed Ashton when she was a Lady Zizzer, I could see it. It was like I heard the call, and I had a live video in my mind where she just had determination she was going to score.
Yeah, and she's been doing that pretty much from the moment the games started here at Mizzou. And it's really funny. I think back last year, Gary Lee, so not the game against Missouri State this season, but the one last season. So we went down to Springfield again, and head coach Robin Penston, she actually went down separately. And the reason why, she's like, yeah, I got to go over to West Plains and go talk to this kid that I really think she's not getting a lot of buzz nationally in terms of high school recruiting, but I think she'd be a really good piece for us. And of course, that was Ashton Judd. And thankfully, from Mizzou's perspective, she agreed to come up to Columbia, because she has been thrown in there right away. And it's actually similar to, another Southwest Missouri kid, Haley Frank, who pretty much from the time she was here, it's like, all right, well, you're good enough. We need you right away. And you get thrown into the fire against some of the best women's basketball players in the country in the SEC. And Ashton Judd, to her credit, has not blinked. I mean, she's hit some clutch shots in some games, including that game against Auburn, some buckets to kind of seal the deal there. And, I mean, I think, physically, at 6 feet, she's been a better defender than I expected from a true freshman as well. I mean, she's been the whole package, and it's been really exciting to see her development.
Again, we're speaking with Brad Trinago, a voice of the Lady Tigers for Mizzou. And this next game that's coming up, how are the matchups? What are you seeing that's really going to be pivotal points to secure success for the Lady Tigers coming up?
Well, Alabama's also a veteran team like Mizzou is, and they're a team that you look at now it's kind of early to start looking at the net rankings, which is this metric that the tournament committee uses that tries to combine a whole bunch of variables. But if you look at that, Alabama is sitting at number 20 in the nation. They're not nationally ranked, but they are sitting at number 20 in terms of that net reference. They lost to Tennessee, beat Georgia, so they're sitting 1-1 in terms of conference play. They've got a lot of names on their roster that are familiar to me. Brittany Davis is a good guard for them, who averages about 17 points per game. It's kind of funny, they technically bring back 9 starters, because they have all 5 of their starters from last year, and then 4 people transferred in who started on their college teams elsewhere. So they've got a lot of experience with their group. But it's a team Mizzou has had success with against. They've gone down to Tuscaloosa and picked up a couple of wins. We saw them at the Bahamas, and they're a solid group, but they're not a team that's going to, I don't think, overwhelm Mizzou in terms of their ability offensively or defensively. So it's a great opportunity for the Tigers to bank another conference win. And if you can do that, you're sitting at 3-0 with the toughest 3-game stretch of the season coming up after that. The Arkansas game on Sunday, which I believe you guys are going to be carrying, which is awesome. Yep. And then at number 1, South Carolina, the defending national champs, and in between, a home date with an LSU team that's top 10 in the nation. So, yeah, it's great to get, obviously getting to 3-0 in conference no matter what is awesome, but especially when you peek ahead to the games coming up, it adds the emphasis to what's going to be coming up tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I mean, I know coaches, players don't look ahead, but as fans and radio guys, we can.
Yep.
You know, South Carolina and Mizzou, the history that they've got, I mean, is that one of the more exciting conference matchups for this Lady Tiger team, or is there another team out there that I'm missing?
Oh, yeah, I think South Carolina is the one you circle, and it's a credit, to be honest, to South Carolina and how successful they've been. They've won two national championships in the time that Mizzou has been in the SEC, including last year. They basically bring back their entire roster from last year's national championship squad, too, so they're loaded again. They're number one in the nation again. They're undefeated again. Of course, Mizzou was able to pull off that remarkable upset last year in what I call the good Columbia, Columbia, Missouri, with about half the roster available. The other half was out due to COVID, and Haley Frank helped to lead that charge to stun the Gamecocks and give Mizzou their first ever win against a number one ranked team. Now, you go to the other Columbia, South Carolina, they have the best attendance in women's basketball, and they've been there for the last several years. They're in the neighborhood of 12,000 fans per women's basketball game, which again, it just doesn't happen throughout the country. And they're loud and they're hostile. And despite that, I kind of enjoy it just because I like the intensity. And I'm guessing they're going to be a little bit sore at Mizzou because of how the game went down last year. So it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that one. I've been peeking ahead a little bit to that one for months, actually, since the schedule came out myself.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're doing the play-by-play, it's when that crowd is loud and just, you know, into it, that makes the broadcast. I mean, you know, the players feed off of it, play-by-play, you know, announcers play off of it as well. But what are the crowds like for the Missouri Lady Tigers? You know, I mean, is it getting better, or is there a good group of support that's showing up? Do we need more people to make the trip to Columbia to cheer on these Lady Tigers?
Oh, certainly. Always love to have more. But yeah, it's improved quite a bit. So I started, this is my 11th season. So when I started, it was in the neighborhood of like 1,500 fans or so was in the neighborhood of the average in terms of attendance, and it's more than double that now. So we're seeing some significant improvement there. You got home days, like when South Carolina was in, it got up to 6,000-7,000 at the peak of the Sophie Cunningham era, who's the all-time leading scorer in Mizzou women's basketball history, is in the WNBA now. When Sophie had it rolling and Tennessee came to town, got up to 11,000 fans for one game, which was just tremendous. And Coach Pinchot even said she was almost in tears when she came out pregame, just seeing that many people out there compared to where they were whenever she started back in 2010. But attendance is about, you know, on average, it's about double what it was a decade ago, and hoping to continue to try and build that up. And it can get loud in there, I can tell you that. And when Tennessee comes back to town in a couple of weeks, it'll be fun. Everybody likes to see, you know, the brand of Tennessee women's basketball. So that always leads to a pretty good crowd.
Well, now, and tickets are pretty easy to get. They're pretty accessible, too, you know. I mean, and good seats to watch the Mizzou Lady Tigers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And mutigers.com is probably your best bet if you want to get them in advance. But you don't have to do that. You can just show up, and I don't know. I'm fortunate that, as you know, we get to get in for free.
Yeah.
That's one of the perks of the job. One of the perks of the job. But it's in the neighborhood. It's like $5-$10 to get in per person, and you can get up there certainly in the lower bowl comfortably and kind of find a spot there for most games. Tennessee, I believe, is a Sunday game. The game against Arkansas coming up is a Sunday game, and Arkansas has got a great team again this year under Mike Neighbors. So there's a lot of good home dates left, and if you're willing to make the trip, it's a fun product to watch too.
Right on. Hey, folks, stay with us. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more with Brad Trinago. We'll take a peek into tonight's game, which is a big one. The Missouri Tigers will be traveling down into Fayetteville take on the Razorbacks. And that game, of course, will be for you right here on Your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Stay with us. There's still more to come.